Gittin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, 7-1, and the Mishnah continues to discuss the halachas around the verbal authorization of people writing and or delivering Gittin. There are two separate cases in our Mishnah. You shouldn't mix them up. The first is Misha Achazo Kurdiakos, someone who's been seized by this thing called Kurdiakos. The Gemara understands this person has drunk too much fresh wine, and he's now under the... he's possessed by like some sort of like demon called Kurdiakos, to which the Gemara says, we're telling this name, so you could write a kamiya to offset it, like an amulet to offset it, or it gives the suggestion of giving the person lean meat to eat and diluted wine to help him recover. Could well be that Kurdiakos in English should be translated by our modern sensibilities as alcohol-related psychosis, which is a thing. Someone who drinks too much alcohol and then has withdrawal, or even if he doesn't have withdrawal necessarily, if he's been drinking too much, he can have like a vitamin B1 deficiency, thiamine deficiency, and the point is that he's not just drunk, he actually has a psychotic episode, which means that he is detached from reality, so he's suffering from hallucinations or delusions, and therefore that person will have a halachic status of like a shota. He's not mentally competent, and therefore he's unable to make appointments for shlichim and so on. So here the Mishnah says, Misha achzo kurdiakos, if a person is having this psychotic episode that came about with drinking wine, but that's not the point really, the wine is the point. The point is that he's psychotic, currently and detached from reality. Va'amar, and he says, kisvu get leishti, write a get for my wife. Lomar klum, he hasn't said anything at all. Okay, in other words, there's no legal standing to his instructions to write the get because he isn't bar das. He's not in his right mind at the time he said it. However, amar kisvu get leishti, if a person first, while in a sane state of mind, says, write a get for my wife, so that would be good instructions for at least for the ksiva, the writing, if not the delivery, and then achazo kurdiakos, and then after that, his psychosis sets in, so now he's detached from reality, and while he is during his psychotic episode, v'chazer v'amar al tichtavu, he says, you know what, don't write it after all. Ein devarav ha'achronim klum, his latter statement to renege and rescind the authorization to write the get is not legally consequential, doesn't count, because he said them while he was, you know, not in a sound state of mind, he was psychotic and therefore didn't have das. So therefore the authorization still stands, and the person who was instructed to write the get could write the get. Worth noting that the person, while he may be able to write the get or even deliver the get, depending on if the instructions were sufficient to authorize delivery as well, he may not deliver the get while the, maybe not even write the get, while the husband is having his psychotic episode. And the reason why is because, well, let's assume, it's actually machlokas, the reason why, okay, of the writing of the get. So if the writing of the get, the pasuk says v'kasav la, he should write it. If we're talking about it's the husband has to write it himself, and then if he has someone else write it, the other person's functioning as his shaliach. So then the lamda says, listen, your shlichus, your authorization for someone to act on your behalf is only while you are mentally okay and able to act on to he's like acting as like an extension of yourself. So you can, once a person loses his state of mind or loses his das, the authorization automatically no longer exists. Just as if a person dies, the authorization no longer exists. So the point is that this is an important point, I think, for understanding shlichus. It's not that the shliach is given like power of attorney to act on his behalf. No, the shliach is acting through agency as like an extension of him. If he can't write a get because he's not of sound mind, so then the agent can't either. If v'kasavla is really referring to the sofer, that he should write it to lishma, so the same thing then would be that it would mean that at least the husband has to be in a situation where he could give over the get in a situation of being a sound mind, and now he doesn't have a sound mind, so he couldn't give a get, and therefore no one can give the get for him. Okay, there's a bit of a side point here regarding if the instructions simply say to write the get, how could the get be delivered? Could it be delivered? So the answer would be, let's say if this person wrote it, they authorized in a situation of like a... You know, let me hold that thought. Let me get to the next part of the mission, then we'll save that piece, on the next piece of the Mishnah. So now, period. Like, new paragraph, new case, new story here. A person is nishtatek. Nishtatek means he became a mute, from the word like shotek, to be silent. So he can't speak. Now, this has nothing to do with the Kordiakos case from before. It's a new thing. This person just simply woke up one morning, he's like not well, and he can't, simply cannot speak. Like had a stroke or something, I don't know, something like that. So, va'amrulo, so they, let's say they're concerned for this fellow's wife, and they think, listen, you know, if you die, your wife's going to fall to your brother for yibum, okay, because you have no children. And, you know, your brother, you don't like your brother, he's a no good nick, so would you like to divorce your wife? And that way, she'll be a grusha, a divorcee, as opposed to a widow when you die, so she won't fall to yibum. So this guy can't speak. So they said to him, "V'amru lo nichtov get le'ishtecha, shall we write a get for your wife?" And since, let's say, he is a shchiv meira, he's like on his deathbed, so the authorization to write it, like we saw previously, like a person's being dragged off in chains, or someone who's a masukan, who's in risk of dying. So saying, write the get, we understand he means write and deliver. So we'd say that also over here. So nichtov get le'ishtecha, if the mute inability to speak is in a conjoined, you know, with a situation of shchiv meira, of mesukan, so therefore writing alone, nichtov, the instructions to write to be also sufficient to also deliver. So we ask that to him, and the hirkin barosho, if he nods his head in agreement, so we would then, that would be acceptable authorization. The only thing is, we're not sure that his head nod means, you know, to affirm, like to say yes. We don't know that necessarily. And therefore, we have to confirm it. So, while the head nod would be sufficient, if it's confirmed, we have to first confirm it. So, says the Mishnah, bod kenoso shlosha pamim. We have to check him three times. And then we have to get three times confirmation that his nod, yes, is a yes. So how do we do that? We basically ask him six questions. Okay, three of them, a normal person of sound mind would say yes to, and three of them, a person of sound mind would say no to. And we mix it up, meaning like the first question we ask him, the answer is, you know, obviously yes, and the next two questions are obviously no, and then the next two are yes, and the last one is no. We like mix it up like that. And that way, if he's like, we can confirm that his nodding means to affirm, and his head shaking, whatever it is, means to deny. So that would confirm, says the Mishnah, im amar alav lav al hein hein, and if he says to all the no questions no, or he shakes his head no, and to all the questions that he should be answering yes to, he nods his head yes. So therefore, we understand that his head nodding to the question of nichtov get le'ishtecha, shall we write a get for your wife, is actually being confirmed by him, and that'll be enough. Hare elu yichtevu v'yitnu. These people are authorized to write and deliver a get to this fellow's wife based on that head nod. Now, there is a small side point here, which is they only said nichtov get le'ishtecha. They said, shall we write a get? They didn't ask about delivering it. And we saw it previously that, in the previous perek, that saying somebody write a get is not enough. Maybe he's just lesachek, but he wants to mess with her. He's playing games. So, but we said, listen, if he's in a situation of misukan, of his life as he thinks he's going to die, then we would be lenient and interpret the right, the mandate to write as meaning to write and deliver. So here do the same thing. Our mute person, if he's mute and also, like, so to speak, Masukan, he's on his deathbed, or he thinks he's on his deathbed, so therefore the question of nichtov get le'ishtecha would be sufficient, just shall we write it, that would include delivery as well. If the person is not, has no reason to think he's about to die, he just has lost the ability to speak for whatever reason, but he otherwise feels fine, if you know what I mean. Therefore, if that was the situation, the question of nichtov alone would not be sufficient. They'd have to ask, like, a more robust question of asking, nichtov v'nitan get le'ishtecha, shall we write and deliver a get to your wife? And if he nods yes, and they confirm his yes means a yes, then they would be authorized to write and deliver it.